You live in Louisiana when you find yourself like swatting mosquitoes while deep frying your Thanksgiving turkey.
Oh, absolutely. It's a year-round battle down here.
Right. I mean, there is so much to love about our food and culture. But that endless insect invasion definitely doesn't make anyone's top 10 list.
No, it really doesn't. And that's exactly why, for today's deep dive, we're opening up our own field notes.
Yeah, giving you guys the inside scoop.
Exactly. As professionals at J. Roy Pest Control, we want to give you a briefing on why our state is such a relentless bug haven and, more importantly, the strategy to actually reclaim your home.
Okay, so let's unpack this environment first, because I always look at Louisiana's warm, semi-tropical, really humid climate like it's, well, basically a five-star luxury resort for insects.
That is the perfect analogy. The weather basically rolls out the red carpet for them year round.
Because it's all in the biology, right? Like the bottomless humidity physically prevents their exoskeletons from drying out.
Yep, they need that moisture.
And then our incredibly mild winters mean their breeding cycles, they never really get put on pause.
They don't. That resort climate creates a readily available year-round supply of pests. And when we're out on the job, we generally see these so-called resort guests fall into two distinct categories.
Oh, right. The ugly ones and the dangerous ones.
Precisely. So first, you have the ones that look like they literally crawled out of a horror movie, but they're completely harmless to you.
Right, like the hickory horn devil caterpillar.
Yes,
Yeah.
terrifying to look at, but totally benign. But then you have the genuine threats, things like mosquitoes carrying diseases or, certain roaches that can actually trigger asthma.
Yeah, and whether they are just incredibly ugly or genuinely dangerous, no family wants to share their home with either category.
Exactly. I mean, just last week on a job in Baton Rouge, I had a client who thought they were dealing with the same roach issue they had last summer.
Oh, let me guess. It wasn't.
Nope. When I checked the field traps, it was an entirely different seasonal species. It was just looking for a damp place to lay eggs indoors.
Okay, wait, I'm confused. And I think I actually need to push back a little here based on what we just talked about.
Sure, go for it.
Because if our climate is basically this year-round bug resort, right?
Yeah.
With no real freezing winter to kill them off,
Right.
is there even such a thing as a pest season in Louisiana? I mean, shouldn't it just be one endless, identical free-for-all 365 days a year?
See, that is a really logical assumption, but it completely misses how insect biology actually works.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a year-round resort doesn't mean the exact same guests are crowding the pool all the time, While bugs are always present here, different species actually hit their biological peaks at entirely different times of the year.
Ah, okay. So the cast of characters is constantly rotating.
Exactly. It rotates based on their life cycles, not just the temperature outside. And that means our treatment strategy has to constantly evolve with the calendar.
Makes sense. So you aren't doing the same thing in May that you do in November.
Not at all. To give you an example, in the spring, our goal is to disrupt mating. We are specifically targeting breeding grounds to get ahead of things like Formosan termite swarms.
Ugh, those are the worst.
They really are. But then in the fall, our strategy shifts entirely to exclusion. We're essentially building a chemical fortress around your baseboards and entry points.
Because they're trying to get inside.
Right. Insects and spiders are actively trying to move indoors to seek shelter from even the slightest dip in temperature.
So what does this all mean for you listening? It means treating your home is definitely not a set it and forget it situation.
No, you really can't just put down a few traps in January and expect to be fine in July.
Right. Because these specific pest threats rotate with the biological seasons, relying on professional exterminators is genuinely the absolute best way to outsmart these shifting peaks and protect your home.
It really is. You need a strategy that adapts to what the bugs are biologically programmed to do right now this month. That adaptive barrier is how you actually stay ahead.
Before we wrap up, here's a final thought to leave you with. If different pests are so strictly tied to their specific seasonal peaks, how might shifting weather patterns and longer summers in the future completely rewrite the traditional bug calendar we are used to?
Yeah, if our luxury resort for insects never actually sees an off-season, what does tomorrow's guest list even look like?
It's a fascinating and honestly slightly terrifying question to consider.
The landscape is definitely always changing.
For professional help, call J. Roy Pest Control at 985-641-3960.